This podcast replay is brought to you by South Florida's premier law enforcement agency, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. The FTLPD is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com.
I heard you from IBM lately, and he used to call in from your old gig. It was great. Also, I've heard about the Aqib Talib story. Yes, I heard about the Aqib Talib story, and let's be honest now, okay? Win at all costs. Didn't we not talk about this? Aqib Talib has been a scumbag for years. He's been a guy that gets in trouble for years. There's nothing new here that you saw with Aqib Talib and his brother involved on this whole incident in, you know, Little League sports. For those of you that don't know, Aqib Talib at the time and his older brother allegedly shot and killed a man at a youth football game on Saturday night. Some witnesses claim the NFL star played a significant role in the altercation and it ended tragically. Aqib Talib's brother, Yaqub, turned himself in on Monday after police in Lancaster, Texas, issued a warrant for his arrest, and he's charged with murdering a 43-year-old Mike Hickman, who was the coach of a 9-and-under team playing against North Dallas United Bobcats, a team organized and financed by the Talib brothers. Several other coaches for Hickman's team, Dragon Elite Academy, told that Aqib is responsible for escalating the incident. And there's video out there, and it shows Aqib and all that. Aqib has been a scumbag forever, but the NFL doesn't care because he can play football. So let's not be surprised at all that Aqib Talib is involved in something like this. He's this kind of low life. Always has been. Let's just put Aqib Talib arrest history, violence history, and it'll all come up, dude. So you and I don't get to live these lives. We can't be like Pac-Man Jones and get arrested 9 times. You have no shot at getting hired here at the KSDT CPA offices. Okay? You have no shot at being hired at a radio station. You have no shot at staying on that law firm. You have no shot staying at the Gap across the street at Dadeland. The Apple store is not going to hang on to you after you've been arrested 9 times. Most of these businesses aren't going to hang on to you if you've beaten your wife and your girlfriend. We don't get to live this luxury. We just don't. And that's the problem with all of this. These guys have an entitlement that they can get away with anything. Why? Because they usually do. Because in high school, we looked the other way. In college, we looked the other way. And in the NFL, they try to cover it up as much as possible. My Lord, this man had 66 different complaints, over 26 women filing lawsuits. And how do they reward him? With a guaranteed $250 million contract. We don't live this life. You and I don't possess the kind of talents that people will hide all the dirty stuff that we do. If you and I do any of this stuff, we're going to jail. Every one of Trump's lawyers go to jail. Weisselberg is the latest one to go to jail. He's only getting 5 months for what he did. Try doing what he did. If you and I do it, we get years and years. Just the way it is. We don't live this life. We don't have this luxury. They don't cover up our DUIs over and over again. They don't cover up our domestic problems over and over again. You and I have to abide by the law. I mean, it's not really that hard. You know, I don't need to drive at 150 miles an hour and driving drunk and hitting women and whatever, you know, crimes. It's pretty easy. I'm 55. I'll be 56 in 45 days. Never committed any crimes. Wow, what a concept. Not that hard, by the way. It's really easy not to commit crimes. Let me not make it sound like it's some kind of accomplishment. But, you know, we don't live this life. We don't have that luxury. We just don't. And Aqib Talib is the lowest form of life and has been forever. But we idolize football to a level that is just disgust. And we look the other way for everything. So I'm with you. I saw the Aqib stuff, and it's disgusting.